Unit 11. Attitude and Communication.
Part A. Posłuchaj tego tekstu, a potem otwórz swoją książkę.
People with positive attitudes are happier, more productive, and are better able to enjoy the good times and overcome the bad times that are part of everyone's life. People who have a negative attitude look on the dark side of life. They expect the worst and they normally get it. Negative attitudes do nothing to help communication between people. If you hurt people with your words, do not expect them to respect or like you. Moreover, the effective and positive communication builds good relationships between you and your coworkers so everyone can enjoy doing his or her job.
Don't forget it.
Be able to.
Być w stanie.
Be able to. Overcome.
Pokonywać.
Overcome. Dark side.
Ciemna strona.
Dark side. Expect the worst.
Spodziewać się najgorszego.
Expect the worst. Hurt.
Ranić.
Hurt. Moreover.
Co więcej.
Moreover. Relationship.
Związek.
Relationship. Enjoy.
Mieć radość z.
Enjoy. Part D. Business conversation. Well, I have a few suggestions to help you develop this network.
Yes?
First of all, we have to verify that you have the required hardware. If you want to connect 15 stations, our new network card should do the job.
What about the cabling hardware?
Your network will come with appropriate cables and connectors.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a cost estimate and have it to you by the end of the week. Part E. Business behavior.
Przeczytaj i porównaj tego typu zachowania z nawykami polskimi.
Usually Americans leave their office door open to show that it is okay to enter the office. Most people, however, close their office doors when they want to speak in private to others or when they are working on an important project and do not wish to be disturbed. Part F. Business talk.
Domyśl się z definicji znaczeń tych słów.
Affidavit.
Written statement of facts made voluntarily and confirmed by oath.
Affidavit. Vendor.
Individual or business that supplies goods or services.
Vendor. Rent.
Fee paid for the use of any property, land, buildings, equipment, and so on.
Rent. Legal age.
Age at which a person may enter into binding contracts.
Legal age. Part G.
A teraz powiedz po angielsku. Czy on podpisał swoje oświadczenie w obecności notariusza publicznego?
Did he sign his affidavit in the presence of a notary public?
Każdy sprzedawca musi płacić dodatkowe podatki.
Every vendor must pay additional taxes.
Ile wynosi czynsz za to biuro?
How much is the rent for this office? End of Unit 11.